Page 48. Measure number 24-381. Woodburn School District number 103. Referred to the people by the district board. Bonds for security, repairs, renovations, technology, and increasing capacity. Question, shall Woodburn School District construct, repair, renovate, and improve schools and district facilities by issuing $65 million in general obligation bonds? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would construct, renovate, repair and improve district facilities. Specifically, this measure is expected to fund security and safety features at all schools, renovations and additions to address increased enrollment and outdated facilities, including classrooms, media centers, gyms, cafeterias, and furnishing and equipping, technology and curriculum upgrades for student learning, portable upgrades, demolitions, and replacements, including new modular annexes, repairs and upgrades including but not limited to ADA, roofing, HVAC, and seismic, constructing, furnishing, and equipping for Success High School and possible property purchase and renovations, furnishing and equipping for district welcome center and administrative facilities, site improvements and bond issuance costs. Bonds would mature in a period not to exceed 20 years. The estimated tax rate is approximately $2.40 per $1,000 of assessed property value. Explanatory statement, Woodburn School District serves approximately 5,700 students in 11 schools. It has been 20 years, 1995, since the last capital bond measure in Woodburn School District. Meanwhile, in the last 10 years, the student population in Woodburn schools has grown by almost 30%. According to the Instructional Space Task Force report in 2011, all schools in Woodburn School District exceed their design core capacity. The $65 million bond would address security and safety features, add new capacity, provide technology and curriculum upgrades for student learning, repair and upgrade buildings, including ADA and HVAC, construct and renovate facilities, and purchase property. Due to the current bond expiring, the overall tax rate for the new bond is estimated to cost less than the current bond cost in 2014. The estimate is approximately $2.40 per $1,000 of assessed property value over the life of the bonds. Proceeds from the bond measure would help Woodburn School District to increase school safety security, make safety upgrades in schools such as building entrances, classroom locks and emergency reporting systems, upgrade security lighting, reconfigure bus drop-offs and parking, add new capacity and renovate buildings, construct and furnish two new annexes to add classrooms, furnishings, and equipment, demolish portables at sites and replace with modular annexes, upgrade portables at other locations, construct, furnish, and equip Success High School, including possible land purchase, property purchase and renovations, furnishing and equipping for the Welcome Center and District Office. Repair and upgrade buildings. Replace or upgrade HVAC systems. Upgrade buildings to meet ADA requirements. Replace floors containing asbestos and remove lead paint. Provide repairs throughout the district such as replacing deteriorating roofs, replace old windows, and other upgrades to improve energy efficiency. Technology and curriculum upgrades, update equipment, improve technology in classrooms and wireless access. The bonds would also fund site improvements, costs of issuance, and mature in 20 years or less from issuance. Chuck Ransom, Superintendent, Woodburn School District Number 103. No arguments were submitted in opposition to Measure 24-381. Page 49, argument in favor. A yes vote on Measure 24-381 will repair Woodburn schools, make schools safer, hold the line on taxes. Good public schools mean strong communities. Public schools are at the heart of every strong community in America. Well-maintained school buildings that are safe and have adequate classroom space are important to student achievement. They improve learning, increase property values, and boost our local economy. The bond continues funding for major repairs and renovations. Some of our buildings need new roofs to stop leaks. Others have heating systems that are 20 years old and need to be replaced. The bond will pay for major repairs and maintenance projects that will help our school buildings last longer. It will also renovate buildings to provide adequate classroom space. Renewing the bond will make our school safer. The national trend of school shootings is disturbing and scary to many of us. In addition to repairs and renovations, the bond renewal will update security systems, school entrances, and building and classroom locks to make our schools safer. Our children and teachers deserve a safe learning environment, and our community shouldn't have to worry. We are asking voters to renew the school bond at a lower rate than we have paid over the past 10 years. Our last bond was approved by voters 20 years ago and expired last year. This bond renewal would continue funding for schools at an estimated $2.40 per thousand, lower than the $2.50 average rate we have been paying for the past 10 years. Vote yes on Measure 24-381 on your district elections ballot. Ballots must be at the elections office in Salem by May 19th to be counted, or they may be delivered to Woodburn City Hall on or before May 19th. The Committee to Repair Woodburn Schools, Make Them Safe, Lower Taxes. This information furnished by Jody Daniels, the Committee to Repair Woodburn Schools, Make Them Safe, and Lower Taxes. Also on page 49, another argument in favor. Senior citizens, business owners, civic leaders, and parents alike say yes on Measure 24-381. We want students who are workforce ready. We want our students and teachers to be safe. We want to make the major repairs our school buildings need. We want to protect our property values and boost our local economy. We want to hold school taxes at the same rates. Please join your neighbors in voting yes on the Woodburn School Bond. Mail your ballots to arrive at the elections office in Salem by May 19th or take them to Woodburn City Hall on or before May 19th. Betty Comp, Patty Milne, Eric Morris, David Vansell, Reeves, Jody Daniels, Jim Cox, Irvin Fletcher, Jack Reeves, Tom Flomer, Philip Hand, Stan Milne, Loy Kirksky, Lucian Klein, Sally Klein, Terry Long, Harry Rem, Jack Biggich, Charles Piper, Cheryl Eckert, Richard Lowry, Don Judson, Daniel Dingus, Karen Ostrom, Catherine Keller Figley, Teresa Alonzo Leon, Frank Longerlin, Linda K. McCoy, George Gubbins, Sharon Schaub, Darlene Hardy, Patricia Hirschberger, Nancy Kirksey, Cheryl Lonergan, Robert Rhodes, Sharon Schmidt, Thomas Maravilla, Daryl Mendenhall, Robert Cornwell, Peter McCallum, Brenda Mendoza, Rhonda Judson, Christine Olson Willie, Ramon Ramirez, Walter Mangerich, Constance Lum, Carol Wellington, Phyllis Shirley McKean, Joanne Smith, Walt Blomberg, Katie Ziverberg, Paul Blomberg, Severo Trapala, Frank Comer, Linda Morrow, Robert Coor, Nancy Dale, Robert Engel, Peggy Dingus, David Kristoff, Bruce Thomas, Bob Bendelow, Mary Cornwell, Sharon Cornett, Mark Wilk, Lorraine Cox, Kathleen Hiller, Pat Burt, Shireen Mills, Laura Isordia, Connie Ferrier. This information furnished by Jody Daniels, the Committee to Repair Woodburn Schools, Make Them Safe, and Lower Taxes. Page 50, another argument in favor of Measure 24-381. Our children need your support. Please vote yes on the Woodburn School Bond. Renewing the bond will make our children's schools safer. The national trend of school shootings is disturbing and scary to many of us. In addition to repairs and renovations, the bond renewal will update security systems, school entrances, and buildings and classroom locks to make our schools safer. Our children and teachers deserve a safe learning environment. Measure 24-381 will fund major repairs like leaky roofs, failing heating systems, and worn-out portable classrooms. These repairs will help protect the investment we have already made in our schools. The bond will also add technology improvements and classroom space our children need to be prepared for today's workforce. We know that a well-maintained school not only improves students' learning, but increases property values and keeps our community strong. We can do this and still stay at the same tax rates. Our last bond was approved by voters 20 years ago and expired last year. For the past 10 years, Woodburn homeowners paid an average of $2.50 per thousand of assessed value for schools. With a new bond, the rate will be an estimated $2.40. Join these Woodburn parents in voting yes on Measure 24-381. Chris Patrick Wolf, Pamela N. Spurgeon, Olga L. Singletary, Benito Puente Jr., Deanna Baxley, Molly Eagles, Donald Knave, Roy Davis, Cassie Pankey, Anthony Gangwer, Sean L. Miller, Tamara Pickett, Christian Marquez, Roger Babois, Erica A. DeCrozick, Tamara Haas, Lila Brazulia, Catherine Bedoya, Rebecca Gomez, Kim Ellingson, Courtney M. Elwell, Chantel Knave, John Patrick, Laura Brody, Martha Torres James, Christine M. Miller, Sharla Patterson, Alicia Gangwer, Gustavo Gisteris Gomez, Stacy Olson Menezes, Maribel Lopez, Regina Freeland, Michael Heidi. This information furnished by Jody Daniels, the Committee to Repair Woodburn Schools, Make Them Safe and Lower Taxes. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's a reminder on page 50 for the city of Woodburn. There's a new 24-hour curbside drop site. Open April 29th through May 19th. Closes at 8 p.m. Election Day. Located at the Woodburn Public Library, 280 Garfield Street, Woodburn. It's open 24 hours. State Ballot Drop Box Locator, new. Go to www.sos.state.or.us/dropbox. The State of Oregon Ballot Drop Box map provides a listing of all official ballot drop sites across the state. Just type in your current address, and a list of drop sites close to you will appear along with the hours of operations and driving instructions.